You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art and Soul focuses on the culinary arts in our area, and joining us to talk about that is food and dining reporter for MLive.com, Jessica Webster. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Lisa Berry.
Everything's changing, including on the restaurant scene. New Year, what's happening?
Well, you know, I always like to look back and see what happened in the Ann Arbor area on the restaurant side. And this year, what's interesting to me was that we had fewer changes. And some interesting trends that jumped out. So I just published a post looking back at the openings and closings on the Ann Arbor restaurant scene. You know, one of the things that really stuck out to me is how many pizza places we've gotten.
There's already a lot to begin with.
We already had some pretty spectacular pizza. You know, we've got Ann Arbor's always been kind of at the forefront or a place where you can go for pizza, whether it's locally owned awesome places like Mani or Bigalora, or whether it's chains that started here, like right. Domino's Pizza, right?
Right, or Cottage Inn.
Cottage Inn, exactly. Yeah. So what we got was another chain that opened two restaurants in town. And based on the lines you see out the door, they're doing pretty well. And that's Blaze Pizza. Have you been there yet?
I've been to Blaze Pizza, yes.
So they've got other locations across Michigan, right. But Ann Arbor just got its first. And what I found interesting, and I didn't realize until recently, is that one of their financial backers is a very famous basketball player. The Cleveland Cavaliers, legendary LeBron James,
oh,
is one
really?
Of the backers of Blaze Pizza. Which I'm sure doesn't affect the flavor, but it kind of makes it interesting.
Right. And you can go in there and you can customize your
that's
pizza,
right.
And it's quick.
It's very quick.
I think that's a good selling point
so
as well.
So friends of mine have told me that you use the app. So you use the app and then they'll actually have it waiting for you when you come.
Wow.
They'll just have it all built. And then once you show up, that's when they put it through the oven.
Oh, that
See,
makes it convenient.
There's your tip.
So there's two of those and a third one possibly?
Well, two right now. We've got one in the newly kind of renovated what they're calling Washtenaw Commons right across the street from
right.
Arborland.
Right.
Where you mentioned you
Olga's.
Like going to Olga's. and another,
I'm old school Olga's. What can I say?
Another took advantage of a place where a pizza restaurant had closed. Tony Sacco's Coal Fire Pizza never caught on here in Ann Arbor. So Blaze went in there. It's in the Cranbrook Center.
Right.
Where there's a Whole Foods, and I think this used to be a Pier 1.
Is that one busy as well?
Also very busy.
Really?
Yep. We drove by there the other day. Lots and lots of people online.
Isn't that interesting how, like, word of mouth and things become popular and people flock to it?
And you'd think, you know, based on the number of restaurants that we have and our population, that we'd hit like a threshold at some point. You'd open a restaurant. Capacity.
I never hit my pizza capacity.
But there's just all these people show up. They want to buy their pizzas.
Well, that's good. Good for the restaurant. So that's the good news, what's opening. What else has changed?
So I found interesting kind of a sibling shift. And that's Babo, which when it opened was called Babo, a Market by Sava, which was such an interesting name for a market slash restaurant. And after 5 years, and they just recently went through renovation, a sign went up on the door at Babo, which is right there on Washington and Division, that said that it was closing right before Christmas. Last service would be December 22nd. But what it said was Sava's brother Fred, who had a short-lived health food cafe on South University earlier this year, would be taking over the space. So they assure their fans and customers that they will continue to offer some of their juices and things that people went to Babo for, and they'll get the cool, wonderful, healthy food that Fred's will offer. And then there was a teaser at the bottom of the note that went up on the, it was a very long note, up on the door that said that we shouldn't be surprised if Babo pops up again sometime soon, someplace very special.
Oh, stay tuned.
I know. I'm very excited.
To Art and Soul to find out. I used to, that was our go-to Sunday evening patio spot because you'd get sit outside and they had cool lights up above and a TV. Not that I want to go sit outside and watch TV, but it just was a cool atmosphere.
So Fred has been involved in Sava's menus.
Okay.
And, you know, in her Sava restaurant, her namesake restaurant. I have a feeling that a lot of the things that we like about Babo and Sava's will show up in Fred's.
And do we know when Fred's is opening?
We don't have a date yet.
Okay,
we'll
be watching.
Keep your eyes open.
You know, we heard a lot about the Arena Bar being, what was that? It was on a food makeover show.
That was such an interesting experience because I got to be there for the taping and that was called Bar Rescue.
Oh, that's right.
And you know what was interesting was on Bar Rescue, there was a reference to the fact this guy comes in and he's really stern and he makes the restaurant owner, the bar owner, turn the whole thing around and implements a new menu. And there was a reference during the taping where the host said, "And you owe $1 million." And I went back later and I asked the owner, "What's that $1 million?" And he said, "Oh, it's all made up. They just asked me how much I owed on my mortgage and my house mortgage and my boat and my vacation home. And that all added up to $1 million. Well, turns out he wasn't being honest.
Oh.
And he recently went to prison for tax evasion. And so the restaurant closed.
Surprise.
Yeah. That bar could not be rescued. And in its place...
Pause for laughter. Good job, Jessica.
In its place, we have a new venture. It's called Curtain Call. And though I haven't been there, friends have. And they tell me the food is really good. It's a limited menu right now. It will expand soon. One of the highlights of their menu, apparently, is a wide variety of customizable sausages. So... if you like sausage, sounds like that might be a place to check out.
All right. And also, Avalon is finally open.
Oh,
I went
goodness.
There so excited because I'm a, and here's another debate for us, biscotti or biscotti?
Biscotti.
See, because I used to order biscotti and someone said, no, in Italy they say biscotti.
Do
but
they?
Anyway, I love it. They made pistachios and cherries and I was so excited to go in there. And you actually ate there.
I did. I've been a couple of times because I'm always curious and you don't want to base your opinion just on the first day that
right.
they're open. Been there a couple of times. I have to tell you, I love the environment. I love that you can kind of choose between going there as a cafe
right.
and you order pastries and baked goods or walking into the dining room, which is very cozy and getting great service.
And the cafe is called?
I love it.
Hearth and Soul.
I mean, come on.
Art and Soul.
We should record our next segment there.
Oh, that would be great.
Wouldn't it?
That's a great idea.
So I love the way they approach food. They take... kind of traditional things and make them interesting. That I'm trying to remember that I had a trout
Ooh.
Reuben.
Oh,
right,
that's unique.
Really interesting. I had delicious fried chicken sandwich, and kind of an interesting grilled cheese. It was done on raisin bread, which sounded interesting. And then yeah. I had an egg on top, but then it was drizzled with honey. Kind of a weird mixture of salty and sweet. I'm not
yeah.
sure it really worked, but everything else great. And they have coffee by Mighty Good Coffee.
Awesome.
And they've trained all the baristas. They make a good coffee.
Restaurant Week is coming up.
It is. It's coming up soon, starting on the 15th. It's for the 15th through the 20th, and there's 56 participating restaurants.
I love Restaurant Week in Ann Arbor. I mean, it's cold, and it's January, something mm-hmm. to get excited about.
Oh, yeah. $28 prefix, you know, fixed price menu, or $15 lunch, and a lot of the participating restaurants are offering 2-for-1. So go for a friend, and you're in and out for $15 or $28.
And we'll put the link to all the Restaurant Week participating restaurants on our website, WEMU.org. New year, always new experiences. Jessica Webster, what's going on with you?
Well, you know, after 7.5 years at MLive, AnnArbor.com, Ann Arbor News, I am leaving the newspaper business and heading over to the University of Michigan, where I will have the great opportunity to write about inspiring stories of people out of the Cancer Center, researchers, doctors, patients. So I'll be working there. I'll continue to keep my finger on the pulse of the Ann Arbor restaurant community because that's where one of my passions lie. And I hope to come back and talk to you more in the next months about all of the things that are happening in our area and the restaurant and food scene.
Absolutely. Art and Soul, the culinary arts would be lost without you, Jessica Webster. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, as always.